Shalom Habarim and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my effervescent wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford, a great teacher of eschatology.
Well, tada, my dear, and now we pray you will be blessed by today's deep teaching of God's Word. Will be in Isaiah 26. And let's bless the Lord as well.
Okay, we do bless you, Abba Father, and hold you in high esteem above all else. We pray for our unsaved loved ones. Continue to tug at their hearts as we recognize the days are few. We long passionately for your trumpet call as promised to your bride, so to escape your wrath soon to be unsealed. Till then, we ask that you keep our burdens light while granting your merciful healings to those who are called by your name. Please guide our president to fulfill your divine will, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have a lot to cover in his word today, so we will skip the specific news and catch up on all that next week. But I do want to comment on the great divide we are watching take place between the left and the right.
Yeah, so very sad. But, you know, again, it's scriptural.
That's right. In Timothy, it does say that the love for others will wax cold. The recent hate speech spewed out from the leaders in our government is just amazing to see. Of course, it goes along with the culture at hand. I mean, who would have ever thought that Lucifer would get his own TV show and glorified as a good guy, handsome, charming, and funny?
You know, some days these Christ rejectors won't be laughing.
And that is very sad as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the animated drag queen cartoon series for children called Super Drags?
Yes, and another called, I think, was it Drag Tots?
Mm-hmm. Also, in some schools, the curriculum of anti-biological sex education, and not just in California, but in Fairfax, Virginia, has recently announced teaching this program, which includes a list of counselors to help the students answer their questions. Well, that is all except any clergy, which has been deleted from the list. You know, our poor kids these days, if the parents aren't righteous, these little minds will surely be corrupted.
You know, it's so sad. You know, this generation is becoming as worse as the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes. And to add to all that, some public libraries, as in Minnesota, have what they call drag story hour, and it's read to the children by cross-dressers.
Oh, you know, Isaiah 5:20 calling evil good and good evil.
No denying, we are their saints, and there is so much more. Satan is surely dancing in our streets to see how Christianity is literally expelled from public schools, but Islam, well, it's taught and praised. You know, a public school in California, again, is teaching that Allah is the one true God in a public school, which it is not, of course, and forcing the children to even pray towards Mecca. That's part of California's Common Core. And Allah, which is the God of Baal, well, I'm afraid he's coming to your school as well.
Yeah, you know, and in prisons, the Muslims just walk right in. Or bye-bye to your funding if you don't allow them.
I know. But, you know, God is using all this debauchery as a megaphone to his people so that you can see that you personally need Jesus Christ. So are you ready to meet him in the air? Be sure you have a heart salvation. Please, honey, tell our listeners how they might connect with us.
Okay. Okay, we do welcome all of your comments and end-time questions either by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we'll call you back, usually within 24 hours. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Now, your love offerings are very much needed and certainly appreciated. All correspondence will automatically add you to our newsletter list. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching letters all archived for your learning pleasure.
And let me add that we really could use a blessing from you this month to help our finances. Mm-hmm. All right. In order to confirm the New Testament scriptures, we often compare scriptures from the Old Testament, which is, of course, called the Tanakh in Hebrew, that undoubtedly emphasizes an escape from the coming indignation.
Also called the tribulation.
Yes. And it lasts 7 biblical years. So turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 26. Now, we're not going to be able to detail the entire chapter in this short time, but I'm going to give you an overview of at least the middle verses. But we will be paying particular attention to verses 1 and 2 and verse 19 through 21. So chapter 26 begins by describing our place of joyful dwelling when we return to earth after our honeymoon in heaven. Remember, in that day always refers to the last 1,000 years before eternity, the millennial kingdom, with the first 7 years being the tribulation, which is a type of the dark or the night part of that day. Remember, each 24-hour period, according to Genesis, really begins with the nighttime coming first, and then the sun.
Yeah, lots of typological pictures, which you've taught on often.
And archived on ShofarMinistries.net. So, honey, read verse 1.
In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks.
Yes, our salvation is our protection. The Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua. Mm-hmm. God will appoint Yeshua for our protection, and he has fulfilled that spiritually already, but it will have a literal application during his reign on earth. So verse 2.
Open the gates that the righteous nation, which keeps the truth, may enter in.
Nation is goyei, which means people or Gentiles. Here it is meant for those people who are the righteous or the saved. And the word for gate is shahar, which means a portal opening into heaven. Now, scholars who have studied this say there are very likely many portals around the earth and must use one of them to access heaven or to leave heaven. A scriptural example would be in, of course, Genesis 28 with Jacob, who saw an opening with a visual prop of a ladder reaching into the sky.
Well, you know, and then there's Nimrod.
Yes, obviously he believed there was a portal into the heavens, at least the first heaven, of course. And that's stated in Genesis 11:4. For he tried to build the Tower of Babel, going up into a particular area where he obviously knew the false gods were. Probably saw something to make him believe that, for we know he desired to be one of them, according to Genesis 10:8. Let me add that according to the writings of Enoch, who, by the way, is referenced in the book of Jude, fallen angels come through a portal, or should say they all came, the fallen angels came through a portal to the top of Mount Hermon in the uppermost part of northern Israel. The people eventually set up altars to them inside caves and outside. And you can still see them today. They're called niches, and they're carved into the bottom of the mountain.
You know, we were there and saw it ourselves.
Yes. This is where the mouth of the Jordan River begins, and we were rebaptized there, not only because we wanted to be baptized as a couple in the Jordan River, but also in this area as a show of defiance to the false gods, that our God was the real true God whom we worship and give our allegiance to.
Yeah, the area is called the Caves of Pan, who was indeed a false god.
Yes, and there are great pictures on the internet if you so choose to see them. And even in America, still today, the Apache Indians in Arizona say above the top of the highest mountain in Arizona, which is Mount Graham, they say there's a portal there. And that they have seen spirits come through the sky over this mountain, and so they consider it sacred ground, which is why they took the Vatican to court to try to stop them from building that high-powered telescope camera on the observatory. But they were allowed to anyway, and they wanted to actually look through this portal, and they even named the camera Lucifer. The Jesuit astronomers who oversee the observatory strongly believe that it is a portal and have admitted to looking for and expecting extraterrestrials.
And said would even baptize them when they arrive.
Yes, they did. Their words exactly. This is no joke. And many have said they expect the Jesuit Pope to announce soon that there are aliens that visit us. Do your own research, as I can assure you, we have done ours.
All right, we should move on now.
All right, so basically you want to study verses 3 through 18 in Isaiah 26 on your own. But a quick overview is that pretty much of the whole chapter revolves around the resurrections. One, separate for the wicked at the end of the millennial kingdom, but first for the righteous before the tribulation on earth begins. And we'll be looking at that in more detail in a minute. But we must point out that it does say in verse 9 that some of the inhabitants that were left behind due to being unrighteous will repent and at least become righteous during that time. Not all, but some. And we know this from Revelation 7:14 as well. So we call them tribulation saints.
Also, Isaiah 26 says in verse 10, sadly, that even when shown grace, the wicked still will not learn righteousness.
I know. And Isaiah also tells us in verse 14 of those who cannot be redeemable at all. And they're actually called the departed spirits in the original interlinear. Here, the English word is dead, but it's a different word than the other word we saw for dead. This one is Raphaim. And it's number 7496 in the Strong's Bible Dictionary. But these are the descendants of the fallen angels spoken of in Genesis 6. And so they cannot even be a part of the resurrection of the even unrighteous, which, by the way, is called the Great White Throne Judgment. And that occurs at the end of the millennial kingdom, according to Revelation 20. They are unredeemable because they have already been judged, just like the fallen angels have, as stated by Jude, verse 6.
Who also says these wicked entities are coming back during the tribulation.
Yes, it's part of the great judgment of the world. But the good news, those who are born again prior to this coming judgment will escape it all. Luke 21:36. So let me repeat, and this I know this depends on where you are in your walk, but if you really want the meat, the solid food of his word that Paul talks about in Hebrews 5. He highly suggests that we do go for the meat, by the way, not to stay on the milk. But just look up yourself some important key words in Isaiah 26, as in verse 14, and you will find Isaiah really is referencing in this passage the extreme wicked called the Rephaim. And by the way, they were the giants. They were descendants from the fallen angels that will have no part of any resurrection, but rather during the tribulation will be a part of God's wrath, and they'll be set loose, some thrown out of the first heavens and also from inside the earth, some in the form of giant locusts to do its havoc. And John says in Revelation 9:11 that they even have a king named Apollyon. And, of course, you know that's a synonym for Satan. Okay, so I know this is heavy stuff, but it's still true. Saints, please get a burden for the lost. You know, most people are in la-la land and don't even know how awful it's going to be. God's depending on you to put forth this information. But now for some good news. In verse 19, at least the beginning of the verse 19, it's confirmation after that the departed spirits will be let loose on the earth. But part A speaks on the very joyful resurrection of the righteous. That's you and me. And those who are still alive will be taken up with the righteous that have fallen asleep in Jesus to meet them in the air. And you can read that in 1 Thessalonians 4. So, the first part of verse 19, Isaiah is talking about God's righteous ones. And I'm going to read that. It says, "Your dead." Now, again, this word is muth. It's not Rephaim. This is God's righteous ones. It says, your dead shall live together with my dead body. Of course, this is Isaiah talking. They shall arise, wake, and sing, you who dwell in the dust. Now notice, it's in the dust, not in the earth, because the earth is very deep. And it goes on to say, for your dew is like the dew of herbs. In other words, as the morning dew gives life to herbs, our resurrection from the light giver is like dew, giving us new life in the resurrection. Now, the last line in verse 19 is most overlooked because most don't look up the word dead. And it is different. It's a different Hebrew word than in the beginning of this verse. So part B says, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Okay, you might think since the verse starts out talking about the righteous resurrection, most just assume it's just a confirmation of what was just said, describing our resurrection. But if you look more closely, you'll notice Isaiah spoke of our resurrection as being from the dust and from the light, as dew grows herbs. But this last sentence says to cast from the earth, which is deeper into the earth. But the light bulb moment is really revealed when you look up the word for this dead, the second time it's used in verse 19, where the original text is translated as departed spirits, because the Hebrew word is rapha, the root word for Raphaim, and it's number 7497, again, meaning descendants from the fallen ones of Genesis 6, also called Nephilim. The descendants, by the way, being the size of giants, as in Goliath, with many other references in scriptures, and you can do your own homework on that. So, in other words, after our resurrection, the wicked Raphaim will be released from the inner earth, and Revelation 9 confirms more spirits will be released later during the tribulation, probably around the 3.5 year mark, from a place that John calls the bottomless pit. It's amazing when you realize that most of the prophecies of the New Testament have also been prophesied in the Old Testament first, and actually often with more information. Okay, now verse 20, my favorite verse. Isaiah prophesies what happens immediately at our resurrection, and this is key. Verse 20, come, my people, enter your chambers. You know, the root word for chamber is hadar in Hebrew, and it means a wedding chamber, a bridal chamber. Okay, just so you know that. And then he goes on and says, and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little while until the indignation is past. We're going to be with Jesus until the indignation is past. Do you make sure you understand that? This is the Old Testament describing this. And you know, also, Daniel 8:19 confirms the tribulation is also called the indignation. Let me read it for you. And he said, look, I am making known to you what shall happen in the latter days of the indignation. For at the appointed time, the end shall be. That appointed time has already been set, and God only knows when that is. But back to Isaiah 26, verse 21 picks it up at the end of the tribulation when Jesus returns to earth, and as also explained in Revelation 19, it's to finish off the judgment. Wow, a lot of information in this chapter. I know you're going to want to re-listen to this a few times. But verse 21 says, for behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her bloodshed and will no more cover her slain, because it'll be gone. So it's all over when Jesus comes down to earth, finishing it and punishing the serpent. And as we see in the next verse, or the first verse of the next chapter, which is as far as we'll go tonight, it says this, in that day, the Lord with his severe sword, great and strong. Again, this confirms Revelation 19 because it's the sword of Jesus' mouth. And remember, Hebrew 4 says the word is sharper than a sword. So let me start that again. In that day, the Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, that twisted serpent. And he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. What does Revelation 13 say the beast comes from? It's the sea. And Leviathan is just another name for the dragon. So, Isaiah 26, verse 20, is a definite pre-trib rapture scripture in the Old Testament. And by the way, there's a lot of them, and they're all listed on my webpage. But he says to come up here, just like he said to John in Revelation 4. Remember when God showed him heaven and then the tribulation with the seals being opened and all the judgments? That's all in Revelation. At the end of Revelation, chapter 19, we return with Jesus. But prior to that, when we get up there, we will have our wedding and honeymoon in the bridal chamber of many mansions, and we will receive our rewards. We will see Jesus crowned as king, and we will get married, and we will be his queen. And we are called his wife in Revelation 19:7. Not the bride anymore, but when we return, it says wife. Now, at the end of the 7 years, when we return with him, I'm thinking it's going to be on white horses, because he returns on a white horse and we follow him and we're part of his army. So he's going to set up his kingdom on earth with his headquarters in Jerusalem with us. Again, now his wife and queen. And we will live forever and ever, forever with the Lord. And so can you. So please set your eyes on that and rejoice, saints. And please tell others. It's so important. So I pray that you enjoyed going a little deeper into the Word, because he really does want us to. And whether you agree or not, the main point is to study. Some will come to their own conclusions, but the main thing is to study. And actually, I know most of you know that. We are very fortunate to live in such a time as this, where we can also re-listen to any program to help us to understand, because sometimes the first time isn't enough. So I learned a lot by just listening to, of course, they were tapes back then, over and over and over. And again, you can do that too until it just sits well with your soul. So let me just say, if you are listening out there and you have never made the biblical Jesus Lord over your life, what are you waiting for? Really? You got to do it right now. When this program is done, which is going to be in a minute, just get down on your knees and invite him into your heart. Repent of your sins, especially those sins that really have a hold on you. He'll help you get rid of those. Remember, Christ suffered greatly and died on the cross for you. He paid your debt for your sins. He said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door," and that's of your heart. And he's knocking. If you are hearing his voice, then open that door. You might not hear it long. He says he'll come into you and he will dine with you. So, you're hearing his voice right now if you're listening to this program. So he's knocking. But he's not going to crash it in. It's your move. You can be the beneficiary of this love story written in blood on a wooden cross erected in Judea over 2,000 years ago. So let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you that peace, that real shalom that we all need. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.